And now I'm ready to count us in. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you are listening to Flowing with Famous. You're all Fresno Podcast, where I, Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, sit down with Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts, and we talk about all things Fresno. This is the special New Year slash Old Year episode.
Pew!
Yeah. Where we,
choo-choo-choo-choo!
Where we will talk about new 2017, but mostly recap 2016 for those of you who missed it. Who were sleeping.
Who were luckily slept today.
Yeah. Some sort of coma.
Yeah.
And you just woke up yesterday. You can listen to this and we'll let you know when all Fresno is back. So, I think the way that we should go about this, so Mike did a post on his blog site, The Fresnan, in which he gave away awards. It was like an award show post.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Called The Fresnans.
Yeah.
Of things that he loves.
I'm going to do one of those things where the bee sells like
yes.
Sells like the
advertising.
Framing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I've seen those People Choice Awards.
Yeah.
And a lot of businesses will have it up.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something the bee offers? Like, hey, if you would like this framed and stuff, we'll do that for you.
No, I think the winners, they get those.
Oh, okay.
If you're a winner. If you're a business and... I think it's actually done now. The voting was earlier this year. But for next year, if you are a business and you find out that you have been nominated, or not even, you nominate yourself, People mm-hmm. Choice Awards, you should really try to push it, because you could get a plaque.
Boom. Plaque.
You could...
legit plaque.
You could upend Taco Bell as best Mexican restaurant. Actually, I don't think that's true. I think it's probably someone else.
I think in the past that's
once
happened.
Once a year, one year it was Taco Bell, but that was a long time ago.
And we squashed
that after
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, so Mike did a post. It's a really good post on thefresnan.com if you haven't read it, where he kind of went down and he had some categories and he gave awards to different things. So I think it would make a great episode if we did the same thing. Your answers are already set, although you could change them.
Yeah.
If you want. And then I'll just...
What's happened in the past week.
Yeah, okay. and then I'll just add in mine, and then we'll just kind of go from there. So we'll start. This is 2016. Do we want to give a special name for these?
The
famous awards? Well, whatever.
The flows.
The flows. we'll just say what it's 2016 top list. Flowing with Famous top list 2016.
Sure.
All right. So you could go ahead and start.
Oh, what street did you use the most?
Top street.
What's your best street?
Truthfully, you go ahead and give yours and then I'll chime in. Because
mine was Bullard, man.
Bullard, okay.
I was all up and down Bullard. East, west.
Okay.
Big Bullard. Because Bullard, you can take... once you get through that 41 exchange, that's mm-hmm. the rough part.
Yeah.
But once you get through there, you can go, if you have to go to Clovis or Maya Theaters, which is now, that's why I use it for.
Okay.
You know, it's good because you got that little stretch through Fresno State. That's like, you can go 60.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that.
You just jam down that stretch.
Yeah.
And then I just used it a lot. So Herndon and Bullard. I'm all Herndon and Bullard, man.
Yeah. So for me, Weber.
Weber? Oh,
Weber.
Yes.
I love
I
Weber.
When I lived at the old house, I used Weber every day.
It is a great street. I am up and down it a lot mm-hmm. doing things. It's a easy stretch from downtown, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, at a certain point, it sort of turns into west.
Yeah, at McKinley, it gets...
Right?
Yeah, you gotta...
It turns into west.
It gets funky there, yeah.
And then, but I like west, too. So,
right. West.
Boom.
West
it's perfect.
Solid.
Yeah. I go up west all the way. I can go shopping there at Save Mart. Take it all the way up. I can turn, go to my parents'.
You could go
place.
To that
it's,
new La Tacapa Pica.
Yes, yes. Oh, that place is awesome.
Clinton and...
Velarte.
Velarte. La Velarte.
Clinton and Weber, and they have... they make tortillas right there.
Ooh,
you can get them hot.
They used
like
to
a dollar.
They used to do that at the Vons at First in Tulare, but now, okay. now it's a di- I assume they still do it because they have
First in Tulare is now a Vallarta.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah.
So I'm sure they still do it.
So there it is. There are our top streets. Bullard and Weber.
Boo.
And actually, so if you put this together, so Bullard, Weber, also West. So Bullard and West is the ultimate corner for us.
Yes, Bullard and West.
There you go. Bullard and West. is the,
yeah, I'm at Bullard and West all the time.
There you go. All right. So best Fresno beer. Best Fresno beer. Go.
My overall was XPA pale.
Okay.
From extra pale from the Mount Whitney extra pale from Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
Okay. Solid.
That's the one that was the, go to this year.
So, it's kind of unfair for me because I go to Tioga Sequoia a lot. So that's what I know most. So that's where I'm going to go to for this. So I will give my favorite and it will be from Tioga, but then I'm going to give like some honorable mentions.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So winner is probably that the 2.0. What is it that they did released the 2.0 version of?
The XPA was the Whitney was a 2.0 or reimagining.
No, it's something that just
something else. It's pale, dark.
Yeah, it's a pale. It's the pale. Whatever, it doesn't matter. My
a variation on the General Sherman.
It wasn't a no. It's fine. That for a pale, that's it. But All the Mornings
All the Mornings. I'm not a fan of that style. Oh boy.
Here's the thing
that's
about it. So it is a
breakfast stout,
maple and coffee. It's a big one. You know, it's like, I don't know, 12 point or whatever.
It's strong.
You can't tell. You can't, it's like you either share it or you just have one and that's it for the night. You know, it's like that kind of a thing. But, really good. So I would go ahead and give that, my tops. I have to say, secondary, and I haven't had it enough to really be able to say conclusively is that juicy thing from Full Circle.
Full Circle, the New England.
New England
style.
I had it once or twice.
Foggy style.
It was foggy. I really liked that. It almost looked orange juicy. Mm-hmm. Looked that way.
The big style this year in beer.
And I thought they did it well. I appreciated that. So that would be like my honorable mention.
Obviously House of Pendragon's still solid.
Sure.
But Pine and Palm, they're coming up too. Keeps getting better.
Yeah.
If search out Pine and Palm, it's up there in the industrial park behind Lowe's.
Right. Are they
he's open, I think, Fridays.
Are they operating up to code?
I think Mondays. I think so. I think he's coded. Okay. He's all good. He's licensed and coded.
Good. All right. So there it is, beer. Both Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah, and Full Circle. Yeah, coming back this year was a big deal, so.
All right.
As completely reimagined Full Circle.
Reimagined, yeah. And I think they did some good stuff, at least from what I have.
Tioga Sequoia's beer garden expanded.
Right. I'm looking forward to their 2017.
They're huge. I mean,
they're going to do a special IPA every month for Art Hop.
Ooh,
a new brew every month for Art Hop. Hoppy.
That's nice.
Art Hoppy.
Art Hoppy.
I just got that right now. I don't know if that's really
what... I think I'm actually going to go to Art Hop.
That's what I said. I really was like, oh, I might have to go to Art Hop.
I haven't been in a while because Thursdays are rough for when you got a kid.
Right.
And they got school and soccer and you're working. Thursdays are rough, so maybe right now there isn't soccer or anything. So
cool.
Wait, want to see more on the beer thing? But thankfully for Tioga, just they were with Peeves closing. This year they've been like the lone sort of constant
standout down there. Yeah,
at downtown. Really.
Well, and it feels like they really stepped it up. You know, like there was a role that they needed to fill there, and I feel like they did that perfectly. With the Fres Yes, which was like as big as it's ever been. And then with their Rush Day, which was, I wasn't there, but I heard that it was huge.
There. It
and
was
they,
cool.
You know, sold a
That's
crap
the
load.
Number one beer geek event in the Valley.
Yeah.
Is Rush Day.
And then they had their, excuse me, Oktoberfest, which was huge and a lot of fun. So I think they're great. It's my favorite brewery in town, my favorite place to hang out right now. So
they're going to have PETA Dragon this year, finally, I think. We'll see. Was supposed to be last year.
We'll see.
You see them. They're constructing a patio.
I have seen constructing what they're doing out there. So, okay, next category, best coffee. Coffee.
Yeah, I'd said my coffee maker.
Okay, all right, so, fair enough.
I don't have time to stop and start. That's just not in my schedule for the morning. Starbucks.
What are you? What kind of coffee are you brewing?
It's just like straight Colombian. Okay, 100% Colombian, straight up.
Okay,
I don't like the sweet, like stuff getting sweet something like that.
So
I do put creamer in there. Put French vanilla. Creamer.
So I would tend to agree that mostly I have coffee at home. I have been going to the Valparaisia. Is that what it's called?
Valparaisia.
They're in the Bitwise building. Okay, it was the guys who used to be.
They used to be Cafe Corazon.
They kind of broke off from Cafe Corazon. Yeah, so they were like the. What do you call it when you get when you're apprenticing under someone? Uh-huh, they were like. I don't know if this is true. I'm putting this on them, but they were like Leo's apprentices or whatever, and then they have gone on now, and mm-hmm. they have this new place, and it is top notch. So that would be my choice for best coffee. Although I have not yet been into, and could very well be it could be Lana Coffee, which is also downtown there, around the street from Tioga. So. There you go.
Do you now, Lana? I haven't been in there. Mm-hmm. Can you just go in there and hang out and drink coffee?
I believe they do have a coffee bar in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like I said, but I haven't been in. So, okay. Best food dish. What was the food dish for you this year?
Oh, I picked LA roll from Edoya.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a huge sushi person, but the past couple years I've been like edging my way into it.
Okay.
And, I finally had the LA roll. Even though I've been going to Edoya for like 20 years.
You never,
oh my God, best roll ever.
So, for me, if I'm basing it on, the thing I had most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely wasn't the thing I had most.
That might be the it's an old standby, but it's the California burrito at Robert Tito's, which is the burrito that has French fries and shit in it. But actually, I think the one I would choose is the spicy poke bowl at Rio, which is the bowl place that opened in the Iron Bird Loft. And also the acai bowls, I think that's how you pronounce it. Mm. I could be wrong. Are also wonderful. I get the Brazilian, and it is great. I try to go there at least once a week because I want to keep them in business. But that place is wonderful. So that's what I would choose, the spicy poke bowl from...
I had a lot of Casa Corona this year too.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Like the red and green burritos.
Okay.
Casa Corona.
All right.
Yeah, I stay in my area a lot.
Right. Well, basically, me as well. Right.
I go to downtown, occasionally downtown and Tower, but mostly stay in Northwest. I do like that Maya Theater complex, though.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, they do. And you know what?
If we're speaking of beer with the Mad Duck.
Right. Mad Duck is there.
I like the Mad Duck place.
And also, they have a coffee place there that I'm totally spacing on the name of now, mm-hmm. but, that is really good. And they have cold brew on Nitro there.
On Nitro.
So, cause that's the hippest shit in the world.
You gotta have Nitro.
Yeah. Okay, worst traffic light. This is a good one. Worst traffic light.
I said because Fruit and Bowler because I use it every day. And like for some reason, I think it's like before 8 was what I think I figured out. It's set differently.
Okay.
So the people on, if you're going.
8 a.m. or 8 p.m.?
8 a.m.
Okay, 8 a.m.
And so I think after 8, it's maybe normal times. Okay. But like before 8, I think it's set to where. The bullet, if you're going north or south on Fruit, it just sits there. And so the bullet just goes forever, forever. Right. And you just sit there for like 5 minutes and like just huge bunch of traffic just builds up and you're all just sitting there like, what the fuck? And like you almost want to get out of your car and like, can I just hit it like you're like, hey, what's going on? And then finally it'll change. It's like,
okay,
so they have some sort of weird set time set.
So the other day I was driving from my friend's house out in Clovis to a different friend's house on the other side of town. We were going down, I believe it was Bullard, and I believe it might have been Bullard and Fruit. We sat at the stupid thing for like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, yeah. Maybe, just sitting there waiting like for it. Yeah. So,
there's some of these lights they've got set wrong.
I don't really know. I can't think of any light that I hate more than that.
You know what's weird is, too, I haven't noticed lately, but at Blackstone and Shaw, if you're on Shaw in the turn lane, you're going east on Shaw and turning on to North Blackstone.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh. It like lasts for like 5 seconds. It's like you got five seconds to get through, and then it switches out. It's like, geez.
That's an interesting category, and one I just don't pay enough attention to. Like,
really,
it's
an important category.
Yeah, and really, like, I can't think of any, like, I'm trying to think. And other than that other night, and I wasn't driving, I can't really think of any lights that I really bother me. So, there you go. Best district. Okay, this is a way, this needs to kind of be... kind of be explained. So district as in Tower District, Mural District,
Sunnyside area.
Sunnyside. So various parts of town.
Yeah.
So you could say Fig Garden, Fresno High.
Mm-hmm, Fresno High. Okay.
And so you said...
I jokingly said the Taint District.
Right.
Which is the area on the border of Clovis and Fresno. Bells coined that from Dorktown. I didn't coin it, but whenever you're at, you know, like House of Pendragon or that Kunisama Teppanyaki place, that new Teppanyaki place in Herndon and Willow, like, which they got a lot of good beer in
there. That's what I hear.
There's places on the Taint. So it's just, that just area is just the Taint District as far as I'm concerned. But
that's not what you chose.
Yeah. I chose South Stadium.
South Stadium. Okay.
Cause, you know, Tioga.
Yeah.
And Bitwise.
Yeah.
I haven't even been inside Bitwise. I don't even know what's going on there.
It's awesome.
Well, so, I don't know. Does Bitwise like own all those businesses in there? They just own the building.
They own the building. They have several businesses.
That's Bitwise business.
And then a bunch of other stuff.
And then there's other people are in there.
Right.
Incubating.
Right.
They're like, we want our cut. If you come up with something cool,
give
us a cut.
I'm going to go with the Cultural Arts Mural District for the simple fact that it's my neighborhood. So I kind of feel like I have to say.
You got a new park?
Right. We got that new park there.
It's
and
an impressive looking
there's gonna
park,
be,
too.
Oh, it's badass. Yeah. It is a great park, and hopefully it'll be used. I can definitely see it in the summer being used for all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bands playing and different things. So,
if we only had Fuse Fest, though.
So, Mural District. That's for me. That's mine. Or Cultural Arts District, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, or Uptown.
Or Uptown, whatever. Yeah, whatever you want to call it. All right. Favorite Fig Garden Village place. This is an odd one, I think it's really cool. And I think everyone knows my answer, but go ahead. Your answer was...
But see, Fig Garden Village, it's kind of in the middle, so everybody...
Yeah, no, it is. Lots of,
North Fresno's go there, and South of Shara's go there.
Yeah.
I chose Jack's.
Okay.
Because we get a lot of takeout from Jack's all the time, to the point of like the register girl knows me.
Oh yeah, so. She knows your order. She know your order.
Or no, she doesn't take the order. She just does.
Oh, okay. But see, no, I don't even know
the
how
order,
that place
the
works.
They mess it up.
They're stupid.
No, they're not stupid.
You're saying
they're
gonna spit
they're just
your
always
food
like
now.
New, and they're like, oh. Because I'm always getting for the family.
Oh, right.
And I just come in by myself usually.
Oh, so they
and
can't,
so they think I'm
they
a,
can't figure
I,
it
they
out.
They think I'm just getting for myself.
They're like, you're
so
not
they'll like,
fat enough
the first
to eat
thing, the first thing I'll order is like, they'll be like, okay, and they'll be done, and they'll tear the ticket off, and they're like, here you go. I'm like,
no, hold on.
I still got more stuff. I'm like, oh, okay.
I love it. So go to Jack's. Mine personally is Whole Foods, obviously.
Whole Foods too.
Whole Foods,
sure. When I work some overtime that week, I can go into Whole Foods.
See, everyone's always down about Whole Foods being so expensive. I don't think it's really that expensive.
I think if you watch what you're doing.
For the stuff that you're getting. And like when I go to Whole Foods, I am going there for specific things. Now, those specific things might cost money, but stuff costs money. deal with it.
Ah.
Right? My
don't take away our pizza lamenting that Whole Foods is expensive.
Well, I don't know.
This is like a national pastime.
It is. No, people, whole paycheck. Get the fuck out of here. I don't buy it.
That's as old as the, I don't say Fresno. I say right. Fresno. Yes.
Yeah, no, Whole Foods is great. Go there. They have great stuff. I, in particular, enjoy, and this could have been on my food dish list.
Oh, they what do you get on the bar? What bar do you
visit? I don't
visit?
Use the stupid bar. I just get it like out of the little
thing. It's already pre-made.
So they have a pizza that's made with corn crust.
Corn crust. That's like me and Ed's, right?
No, it's not like me and Ed's. Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. It's not light and fluffy like me and Ed's, but okay. And so here's one. This is the one that everyone's been waiting for, and we'll do some audio with it. The Band of the Year!
Year!
Band of the Year. So, go ahead. What was your choice?
I chose Light Thieves, okay. Which I've probably chosen the year before that, too. But
every year for the... It's all Light Thieves.
Like, let's see if they can keep going. But they did stuff this year.
And then they're awesome.
And then they're awesome.
Okay, let's play a little clip so people know what Light Thieves is. I mean, they really are. I saw them several times recently, in December, because they had their two new Saturnalia concerts, and they're good. They just
they're
I mean,
good.
No, I mean they're just
they're good.
They're solid. So I have two. So I have a band that I believe deserves to be a band of the year, and then I have the band that sort of won my heart.
Oh. When you're a part late in the year.
Yeah. So the band I think deserves the recognition is Beastmaker, doom metal band from Fresno.
Yes.
I believe we talked about them already. They put out a major, I don't want to say major. It's an indie release, but on a major indie record label. So it's a big deal. I mean, they had a album out this year that was on a record label that is recognized for as being like predominant in the metal genre. And the album it was in a bunch of top 10 lists for best metal albums of the year on a bunch of blogs. And the band just really worked hard this year. They were out on tour, they were back, and just solid. So to me, I think they were the band that did the most and were the most visible out in the world for 2016.
Beastmaker.
Let's go a little. We'll be right back. And then the band that I think kind of won my heart late in the year.
Won my heart.
This band, Sagey, young Sagey. young kids, hip hop, trap. I don't know what the hell you call this. If I just heard it, I would be like, oh yeah, that's a hip hop band. I'm sure there's some specific, right, whatever you call it, but it's street, very street, urban craziness, very popular with the young kids. I saw them at the new Saturnalia concert, the first one that Light Thieves did, and they killed it. I mean, they were the hit. They're a band. They're the band right now that I can say has a draw. You know, you put them on a bill, you know there's going to be some kids showing up, singing along and bouncing around and being crazy. So, I would also put them on that list. Go, Sagey. We're getting through this. There's not that many left. So this is a good one. Drive through of the year. Drive through. So Fresno, and I assume you put this on the list because Fresno loves drive through.
Yeah, dude.
It's like if you have a store,
if the store is empty inside, but there's five people in the drive through.
Right. So go ahead. What was your drive through of the year?
Well, now I have to think of which one was. Oh, Foster Freeze on Palm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Palm and Bullard.
You spent a lot of time in there. Yeah.
Spent some time in there, bro. Yeah.
So I feel like there are where we spent the most time and then actually the real answer. Yeah. because for me, it's Robert Tito's.
Robert Tito's at 2 a.m.
Not at 2 a.m., but, you know, yeah, if it was after 9, probably, Robert Tito's. And that's there south of
the
Belmont.
Blackstone.
On it would be Abbey, I guess.
Oh,
but, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, not at the end, not at the very end of Blackstone. The one that's a little closer to Belmont.
Okay.
And I go through there fairly often, but I really think that you have options for people that don't think that our answers were good, and that's probably almost everyone. Any Dutch Brothers drive through?
Yeah,
I think
that Dutch Brothers was crazy. Yeah. All of them. All of them are crazy.
Okay, so and it's not just Fresno. I was So I was in Santa Rosa.
That one is crazy too.
It's like there was a gigantic line. I'm like, oh my! I thought it was only Fresno. I was incorrect.
No, that one was bad too. And like it was all, and it was again like all Dutch Brothers. They don't build properly for the drive-thru.
Nope, they do not.
So it's all janky.
Right. It's like it's
it's just like sort of like a Lord of the Flies right, yes. style trying to get right. in.
It's and it's a parking lot where there are other things.
Right.
That you would yeah, want to we get, got, get to.
We had went in there, like, Bells was just like, we got to get Dutch Brothers.
Right.
Like, all right, man. And we got in line, and, like, we were blocking someone from leaving. There, right. And the guy got out all pissed off. He's like, hey, we got to leave. I'm like, sorry,
we're,
man.
We're in Dutch line Brothers, for Dutch bro. Brothers.
Dutch Bros, bro.
What can you do?
He's right. like, yeah, cool. I'm sorry.
All right. So, yeah, he's like, well, Dutch Brother, yeah. So, Dutch Brothers, I believe, I could be wrong on this. Does the new Krispy Kreme have a drive-thru?
The
just reopened.
Yeah, okay. The new one on Blackstone and Bullard.
I would say that because the old Krispy Kreme drive-thru was such a big deal.
Yeah, that was bad too. That In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A now. The Chick-fil-A is the old Krispy Kreme there. Yeah. And that one's a mess too.
Stupid.
They got
stupid, yeah.
That one's not as bad as Dutch Bros, though, I think.
Dutch Brothers is ridiculous. All right, so drive-thrus. If you, I would encourage anyone listening to this,
Send us
a message. Well, yeah, walk inside. I did do
a post on drive-thrus this year, and I found one study, and it was in Canada, that said they did a study to find out, all right, which is worse for the air, the drive-thru or people coming into the lot.
Okay.
They determined that people coming into the lot and stopping and going inside was worse for the air than the drive-thru. Because they said that stopping and starting your car, looking for a spot, was worse emissions than sitting in a drive-thru.
Now, that's probably true.
That's one study I found in
any other city.
Yeah.
But Fresno...
If you're in like an open... Not in a valley like like us.
Right. We put a drive-thru on anything. Yeah. Except for, I guess we don't have drive-thru liquor stores like in Texas.
Yeah, other places have drive-thru liquor stores.
Okay. Local media person. Local media person.
Well, not Joshua T.
No, not me. And not you. We'll take ourselves out of the running. Yeah. How about that? Because I actually would say you. No, I mean, it's true.
That's ridiculous.
No, because I feel like this was a good year. You came back blogging, and you had some really kind of spot on blogs, I thought. There were several that made me, and this is how you know if you are a good blogger, if other people who blog and do that kind of stuff get mad. Like, why didn't I think of that? It's such a, you know, like, this is what makes a good blog. It has to be something that is so obvious, right? But no one else has thought of before. So, yeah. And I felt like you did that several times. But taking you out of the equation.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to go with Heather McLean.
All right.
Because she was back at the B this year.
She came back this year, too.
She was doing the Morning Buzz, or Morning Scoop, I'm sorry.
The Morning Buzz.
No,
I get drunk in the morning and stock shit on my blog. I'm going to start that. That sounds good.
So, Morning Scoop, where in essentially it was a newsletter where she would call through the Fresno Bee website and find just the most... Sometimes it was popular, but sometimes they were weird stories.
Important stories and the weird stories.
So she had it set up as what you need to know, what you want to know, and what you wish you didn't know. And it was always just really great. And then at the end of the year, she announced that she's going to be back in the blogging game as the editor of FresYes.com. FresYes.com.
So, FresYes!
There you go. So we're hoping for some blog wars.
Log Wars back in 2017. Yeah. Watch out.
So, who was your media person and why?
Well, I chose Evan Onstott.
I have no idea who that is.
KC24,
other
bro.
Than the name, I know the name.
KC24 sure anchor. He's got a show. He tweets a lot. He's got a show on Sunday mornings. It's sort of like a Bill Maher-esque show.
Oh.
Or just, you know, political.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Bill Maher. But
right. But
just like, he's got four panelists.
Okay.
And you talk about, politics in Fresno.
Whatever.
Well, I think he probably now, you're on now. You're on now. Because I think Evan listens.
I don't know why he would want me on. I don't know. But cool. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah,
he's an Evan Onstott on Twitter.
Okay.
Evanonstott.
Oh, yeah. Totally know this dude. Yeah.
Yep. See?
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. Definitely. Okay, so, and, drive to the, okay, this is the, oh, okay, I'm sorry. So this is, we're going to change this around a little. So for you, it's the biggest Fresnan post. So the thing that sort of maybe did best for you or was your favorite.
Uh-huh.
For me, it'll be, my story of the year. The
All right, cool.
Okay.
So yeah, my biggest one was the, 10, or did I say 5?
I think it was 5.
Five most annoying parking lots in Fresno.
Yes. So this is
the
one.
That thing went total viral. And I'd only been back like a week because that story had been one I'd been sitting on for a couple years.
It's because
I was off blogging for a couple years and that one was just rattling around my head. I'm like, man, that would, if I ever came back. And the thing that actually pushed me back was I had a headline in my head that was just, I ended up incorporating it into that post was just like, was a Doghouse Grill can go eat a dick. And it was just a whole post on ranting about how Doghouse Grill parking lot is stupid, so is crappy. Terrible, and how their food is overrated, and how their inside is a whole, like it's Lord of the Flies
it
inside.
Is, yes.
And just but they're so just, they're unbreakable, in popularity. So I was just like, all right. Yeah, Doghouse Grill can go eat a dick,
that's really what
I was like. I'm just gonna come back just to do that.
You haven't done that post.
Well, I ended up folding it. Yeah, it turned into the 5 most annoying parking lots.
You should do that
to
post
get
about
a
Doghouse
peek behind the creative process,
because
you start out with an idea and then throw it away and start another
else.
One.
I think that's great. So two things. One, I agree completely about Doghouse. It's good.
It's good.
It might even be great. It's crazy that people enjoy it because every time that I've
that
been,
much
right, I was there at like 11 o'clock. It opens at 11 o'clock. There's a line.
Yeah, it's what? Yeah. It takes
I was
like
there
10
at
minutes.
Like 4 o'clock. There's a line. I can't figure the parking lot out. I can't really. I mean, it's easy enough. So you're in the door. And you order, so that's cool. But then it's like you're standing around, kind of waiting, hope to get a seat.
Half of it's wait, you get a waiter.
Right.
The other half, you just fend for yourself.
Right.
And then people that, and they're like, I'm always like, yeah, give me a waiter. Because if I'm going to go to a place, I want a waiter. I need to be waited on.
And
I'm an important person.
It's weird because like everyone's always like, no seats, people are watching you. Like, hey, dude, are you done?
Yeah, that's.
They won't
I hate
say
that
anything.
Hawking.
They just sort of stand.
I hate going to a place where you have to hawk for a seat. It's the most annoying thing to me. It's like, why am I paying money? I'm coming out of my house.
Right,
you've got me out of my house.
Right.
This is a big deal that I'm out of my house.
Right.
Now you're making me, forcing me to wait for somebody and then sit at their dirty ass table.
Right, that no one is.
Let's hope that somebody comes and cleans it. I hate that crap.
I'm
old. I gotta handle it.
So, so there's our rant. But the other thing, that parking lot, it's great. That's the perfect blog fodder. And like I said, it's something that is totally obvious. We've all thought about it. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. We've all driven around and been like, why is this parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
But no one writes about it.
No.
Except for you.
Well,
so,
there, and I have been told by people in the know that when they built that, the city of Fresno said that parking lot's too small. And they go, oh, we're going to make an offsite lot.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Right. We got an offsite lot. We'll shuttle people, whatever. And the city of Fresno said, okay, I guess. And they just never got the
awesome.
Offsite lot.
Yes. Score. You deserve a win. That's a win for you guys, for Doghouse. All right. So my story of the year, man, there's been... So it has to be Garth, I think. I did just the and it's not just one story, but like taken as the everything, you know, because from the minute that he announced to the day that tickets went on sale, and suddenly it went from having one show to having 10 shows or whatever it was.
Four.
It was four shows. And then the day of the show, you know, him and his wife, and they have this press conference
going around
Fresno. You know, and they're just such nice people. And then at the show, then he remembers me.
Yeah,
he's like, hey,
calling out Josh.
You
better sing on this one, Josh.
He's like, you don't know the words, loser. Whatever. But so the whole thing, I mean, it was just having him come through, it was a big thing. Really huge. Shocking. Surprising, right? Because until the point that he announced the show, I didn't even know he was really back. You know, Garth Brooks. I thought Chris Gaines killed him. I didn't know. But yeah. Suddenly he's back and he's coming through. And best, you know, ended up being what he describes as his best show. Has to have been the biggest, you know, for it to run the biggest show at the Save Mart Center for the year. Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah. All right, and
Full Mall wasn't a big thing to you?
I don't give a fuck about it. No, it was, but there just there wasn't. I mean. Me
that's
personally, for like the
for
story, the story from a story perspective, there wasn't a whole lot going on for me. You know, I mean, they did have the groundbreaking and they did a lot of stuff, but it's all stuff no one cares about because it's real. Like nothing happened. Nothing's happening. Right. I mean, a lot is happening, right? They're rebuilding, but nothing sexy. You know, so once they finally get it open, I think you know next year, I think that'll be a big story. So we'll see. We'll see. Okay. And this is the final category. Woo, man. Dude. We're just plugging along here.
Yeah.
The tweet exchange of the year.
Oh.
This is a great one.
Oh.
So this is, and I see the one that you have, and it's a great one. Are we looking, it could be personal, it could be not. I mean, I'm thinking.
This was personal for me. Okay. This wasn't a citywide necessarily. Yeah, yeah. But so there's a secret. We talked about this before, I think. But
yeah,
there's a somebody in Fresno has their own personal Indiana Jones
man cave.
It's all built like it's from an Indiana Jones set, but right. It's a bar. It's a full bore bar, and it's
they don't have a liquor license.
It's an industrial park.
Yeah.
In Fresno, that it's not.
Are you
open
giving?
To,
are you giving away too much information?
I'm not. I don't know any more than that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He doesn't. He only opens it up to family and friends.
Okay.
It's not a public thing you can go to. And so I was like, and I have an Indiana or I have a Harrison Ford podcast. So I'm like
Harrison Ford fetish is what he meant to say.
And so I'm like, I deserve to see this place.
Right.
This is not right. I demand access. just as a joke, more or less joking. Yeah, yeah. Like, and then the mayor out of nowhere says, Ash Swearbear says, I will do everything.
Is that her Twitter handle?
She accepted it. Later on, I tweeted because it was like a picture of her cleaning out her office.
Oh, yeah, I saw
and
that.
And I was like, I'm going to miss you, Swearbear, or something to that effect. And she's like, well, you know, bears have to hibernate. so she acknowledged it.
Okay.
She's okay with Swearbear. I will do everything in my mayoral power to help you get access to this Indiana Jones man cave. Period.
Nice.
And I just said, I've been waiting for this tweet all my life. She said, how hilarious. I'm on it. And then flash forward 3 months later, I've yet to see it.
She did. Good to her word. She did.
And somebody from the city contacted me and was like, all right, we're going to hook it up. And then it was like one of those things like, how about this day? And I'm like, oh, I can't do that day.
How about
and then,
this day?
And then it just kind of became like, now we've lost communication. Yeah, but
that's okay.
Oh, well.
Someday.
I almost like the fact of just searching for it more.
Right.
Almost as much as
so you know, the pictures were taken by one.
I know. Fresno B. Photographer has been inside there.
So he knows where it's at.
I know a friend of ours, Adam, actually works for the company that built the stuff. Uh-huh. So he knows where it's at. Right. So people know.
So people know. They just don't want to tell you.
Yeah, they just
they
not
sign
secrecy.
Confidentiality
I think so.
Clause or whatever.
I think so.
That's okay.
Doesn't do you any good to know because you can't get in.
Right, right.
I think the facade, I think it's very nondescript outside.
It's a building.
You had no idea outside.
Yeah.
So it's just, if you can't get access, then it really is irrelevant where it's at.
Yeah. So that is a good one. So my tweet exchange of the year just happened, like earlier.
Oh man!
Last week.
Kind of trouble are you getting in?
I'm not getting in any trouble. it involves one Clint Olivier, who just on the up top with this. Like I like Clint. You know, I have never met him personally, I don't think, or if we have, it's been in passing. He's a city council member, one time
news anchor,
journalist. He this year has it went sort of crazy on Twitter. He took I feel like he took the Donald Trump approach to political tweeting and just tweeted a whole bunch of stuff, like just and we've talked about some of it.
Unrelated Fresno stuff, Fresno council stuff.
Yeah, mostly like stuff about how the world works, how he sees the world working, and socialism. He's big on you know, down on socialism, and everything is kind of socialism. How government is not good. Government is, you know, crappy. All government, even though he is government, which doesn't make sense. So anyway. And a lot of times how it manifests in the tweet is, you know, he'll find a story, let's say, on, city planning in the future. So how the future will look in the city. And then he will send out a tweet that is something like, no one wants to live in 700 square foot boxes and ride the tram to work. Shut up, leave us alone. Hashtag socialism.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's actually the tweet that I saw last week, and I replied, because I live in a 750 square foot box.
Yeah,
I replied, no, that's not quite true, because I live in a 750 square foot box happily, and you know, and so he tweets back, do you own an automobile? Okay. Which I sort of see the progression of logic.
You already see like what he's, I can see where he's base, the bricks he's laying right now.
So I say, yeah, and I love the freedom that it allows me. You know, I could drive around, but I also love, I also walk a lot. I ride my bike, and I see the importance of public transportation.
Yeah.
Which to me is like, that's pretty good. And that's right. Where I could have left it. Like, I was just pointing out to him, like, hey, dude, you're saying nobody.
We don't know. We don't. Really, we're not all a family living in the suburbs. You know.
Right. So
different
then,
strokes.
So then he tweets back to me essentially saying that that you know someday that I'm young still, and being young, I'm naive enough to believe that this is that living in a studio is something that you want, and eventually I will be living in the suburbs, and I'll have an SUV and kids, and which is like, man, that's a lot of assumptions to make about a dude, right?
Yeah,
because and I think I tweeted back to the effect of like, hey, it's good that you think that about me, but you're pretty wrong. So while this is happening, we're having our little go back and forth. Then other people start jumping on. They're seeing that he's saying these things.
they're seeing some this. Twitter war happening.
And so then it's just this full on Twitter war, and a couple of people from the B get in, and one person made an astute point, you know, in saying that the city of Fresno paid or sort of subsidized a lot of
the downtown
housing, a lot of these quote unquote boxes, and somebody voted for it. And so then it just went off the rails from there, and it ended up at, you know, at one point there were people, Ed Stewart actually said something to the effect of like, you are an idiot, stop blogging and get out and talk to your constituents, you know, people in the city, like especially the ones that didn't vote for you, you know, or don't talk for people that didn't vote for you, essentially, which would be the people living downtown. And it ended up, I think, a bunch of people got blocked. you know, he just, I think it spun out of control for late. So middle of the day, I was just kind of done with it. Like I had said my piece and like, you know, later that night I got back on and still people talking about it, you know, attacks.
Still going.
It was just crazy. It was like, and I think eventually maybe got on to talk of high-speed rail and all this other stuff, downtown revitalization in general and blah, blah, blah. So. But, yeah, I think it was a great great exchange. And so then later, you know, people were like, hey, hi, Clint, talking, you know, asking me about it. And I said, you know, I made some simple comment. I mean, I didn't really go into it, like, thinking it was going to be – I wasn't going to go back and forth with him as much as I did. I just wanted to point out, like, hey, you're saying nobody as if you're speaking for everyone, but yeah. I can tell you that I personally live happily. I know a lot of people that way. He didn't really buy it. So. But the funny thing is, he's like, you're young and blah, 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 but like, he's only a couple years older than me. Yeah. Maybe he just thinks I'm like in my 20s still, which, thank you, Clint. So he's like, oh, this
is. Josh has been to be a while, yeah, this, for those that don't know.
This 20-year-old, like, whatever. And maybe I am a weirdo as an old man living downtown or something, but whatever.
Yeah.
To each his own, I suppose. So there it is.
Not everybody's gonna be, that wants to move to the suburbs, have a family and move to the suburbs.
Right.
Just because you do doesn't mean like you shut down everybody else.
Right. Well, and here's the thing.
You know the best thing is suburbs and having suburbs, an SUV. Right. You know you want it.
I sat out here and I saw no one taking the tram. Brando.
Brando, I sat in my car and watched for an hour. I saw no trams that went down Fulton Street. No trams.
What's funny, though,
I asked several people, like, hey, would you ride a tram?
I think if you look at the trends, more people are actually are wanting to move into more urban, densely populated areas, both sort of the millennial group, and then actually older people, baby boomer age, who are getting to, they don't want to deal with a house anymore. They don't want to deal with a car anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to go out all around town getting stuff. I want it all in like within a few blocks.
Walkable. And realistically, I'm sure there are people. I would rather have a walkable community than not. I would rather be able to, I can't do this right now, but maybe someday, like walk to a grocery store, like walk to wherever I need. And I would. I 100% would walk to these places if I could.
You just want to, it seems doable too. That's what the cultural art district needs right now, is a market. Not some giant Vons thing, a nice little market.
Co-op or something.
And I know that thing on the other side of downtown is there, the, what is it, the...
Food Max?
No, it's...
Smart and Final.
Yeah, Smart and Final or something. Yeah. It's like, that doesn't count, and that's on the wrong side.
I mean, there are things down there. Yeah, there's a Food Max on the other side of the freeway. There's the Smart and Final. There's a grocery outlet. Velarda over there on Weber's not too far away, although you would have to drive. So
it'd be nice for like all those concentration of lofts to have, like, you could just walk down and get something and walk back. That's what city living is supposed to be.
I think the argument is that there is not enough density and there won't be enough density for a long time to make that happen. And that could be true. So, but I think eventually it will happen, and I'll probably still be living down there when it does.
Cool.
There it is. All right. So I think that's all of our complete list of categories, unless you have other stuff you want to talk about.
No. Well, some other things we probably should talk about the closing of Dusty Buns. That's
a shocker.
Our first like legit food, like
food truck.
creative food truck. Ushered in the food truck era in Fresno.
And I think in a lot of ways, so they definitely ushered in the food truck era, and I think they helped with the resurgence of taco trucks. So we've had taco trucks here forever, right? But like, they're just taco trucks.
Nobody made them cool.
Right. No one made them cool. And then so suddenly, the visibility of food trucks played to the visibility of taco trucks. Mm-hmm. And so suddenly now we have this whole thing. So totally instrumental in food culture in Fresno. Like, I think you can't, it's undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
And they, the crazy sad thing is that obviously going through some kind of financial troubles, filed for bankruptcy protection. They've closed down both of their shop here in town, and I believe the one in San Francisco as well. And if you look at the stuff that's been filed, the legal paperwork stuff, I mean, it paints kind of a bad picture. I think there's a judgment out on them from the labor board, meaning maybe they didn't pay some people, that kind of thing. So
Almost like it feels like the opening up the brick and mortars in San Francisco and Fresno was
the
bad decision almost or something.
Looking at it, and this is just me look like my own opinion. I don't really know this for concretely. It doesn't like you want to be able to just look and go, oh well, they shouldn't have opened the brick and mortar. But I think mm-hmm. it's more than that. Like yeah. it feels like just looking at all the stuff that it's not. It wasn't just that.
Mm-hmm.
Although I mean, a taco like a truck definitely is easy to handle, I suppose.
Right.
Comparatively, but I wouldn't put it on. I don't think I would just put it on the fact that they opened a brick and mortar and be like, oh, you know.
They stretched themselves too thin.
I think it's more than that. But I also will say, and this is an interesting thing, because the same day that news broke about Dusty Muns, Chevy's in River Park, Chevy's also closed. Announced it's closed.
Yeah.
And people just freaked out about that. They was like this crazy. But the way people handle news about like corporate places is so much different, you know?
Yeah.
Like no one's gonna go, well, Chevy's they obviously are not good business
people. Yeah.
And it's like, well, obviously they're not good business people because they had to close, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think it's interesting. I was I'm surprised that Chevy's hadn't closed sooner.
Yeah. We would go in there. We would go in there every once in a while, and it was never busy anymore. Like,
yeah,
and it was very.
I think the day of that type of place has kind of come and gone. So
yeah, well, it's like
no one gives a
you're in Fresno opening up a chain Tex-Mex. It's like, come on, we don't really need you.
Yeah,
thank you, but okay.
That's for Utah.
Yeah, we don't need chain we don't need chain Mexican places are from out of. Out of the area. Right. We're like, we're good.
Yeah, especially Tex-Mex, really.
Yeah. We got plenty of choices here.
So, in a way, it's kind of good that they close because it kinda. Proves...
I mean, not for the employees, but I'm sure they can find
It proves that we were snobby about our Mexican food.
Yeah. So. If we can put a positive spin on that, hopefully that's what we can say is like... Sorry, Chevy's.
We're snobby about our Mexican food.
We're on a little bit higher in Mexican food.
But no, that's really bad news about Dusty Buns, and it'll be interesting.
They said they're still planning on something.
They'll probably just reopen the food truck.
I would think so. I don't know.
You know.
Probably just get all that stuff settled and then go back to basics or something.
Yeah, which would be fine. But it's really funny because then once news gets out, then everyone's like, oh, that place was overrated from the beginning.
Oh, really, dude? That's always the opening of everyone to dump.
Right.
Start dumping.
I never liked that
place. Well, I never liked that place.
Really?
Okay, well.
Yeah. And so many. And like, I don't know, maybe it was overrated. Every time that I ate there, I freaking loved it. I feel like they were doing things that like no one else was even thinking about doing at the time. Was it overpriced? I don't know. See, I'm weird about food though.
I never got a sense that it was overpriced.
A lot of people have said that.
No, I didn't
get
that.
You know, here's my thing. It's like,
it's a little bit higher end. You're paying a little bit more.
What I would pay, you pay for food, pay for good food. Damn it. If you want cheap food,
stay home.
Go to McDonald's. Well, stay home is the truth. Yeah. Go to McDonald's. Like, you know, you get crap. That's fine. But don't go to some place that's good and expect
where's your dollar menu?
Right. It's like, you know, and so anyway. Yeah. That's it. Anything else as we wrap this up? And then, you know, next month we'll be right back into 2017.
Just to stay on our Mexican. So we got on La Elegante got on a Food Network list.
What?
Top five.
Okay, so
it's in the Homelessville Central. Like, I just think of I see this as a national story, and then people are like, "Oh, I'll stop off of off of 99 and get La Elegante."
They should.
They should go for it. I've done it, but it's like. It's a little bit of a culture shock if you're not used to Chinatown.
Tell me about that story, because I don't think I ever actually clicked all the way through the story.
I think it was like top five, the fifth.
So, okay, but it was the Food Network blah. So, I
mentioned the story without really knowing too much
about
it.
So, I have to look. But I think that the blogger who is writing for this, I think I follow her online. She's a food blogger from down in L.A., I think. And I think, I don't know what her connection is here, but I actually, she was in the newsroom one day, and I think I met her briefly. I think, and I could be completely wrong about this. In which case, so I just wonder if it's like, you know, and how these sometimes work. So it's the Food Network, right? But it's like the Food Network blog. So they're paying a blogger to write for the Food Network. Okay. So, you know, it's not like Padme or whoever from, you know, one of, I don't know, who's a Food Network star. That's the only I know.
I mean, I do, but I don't know their names.
Anyway.
I know all, I've... Right. I watch them all, but anyway, I can't tell you anyone's name.
You know, it's not like it came through and said this. And I'm not disparaging the writer at all. I'm sure, like, it's cool that they know Fresno and know enough about Fresno to say
they're right about La Gigante. It's just it's just a bit of a shock.
Anyway,
you're going there.
Yeah, it's like, well, and what's awesome is it's like everyone's been saying this for years, people in the know, like, yeah, tacos, Fresno, blah, blah, blah. And now, you know, people are starting to finally catch on. And you know, and now it's like we're at that point where it's, we're over it. You know, it's like, Food Network,
meh.
You guys are stupid. We've been talking about that
for already
a decade or whatever. So there it is. All right. Anything else? Do you have more?
I think we're good,
that
man.
That was a great show that we did, wrapping up 2016.
See you later, 2016. Now we're into 2017.
Yeah. Now we're into...
We're going to see that full mall be completed.
I think so.
Maybe, probably.
Do we have any resolutions for the show?
Just to stay on it better.
Yeah.
Be better. As always, get more people listening.
Right. Okay.
And so that's where you come in.
Right. That's your task as a listener.
It's your problem, not ours.
Tell three friends.
Yes, three friends. Three Fresno,
about our show.
Fresno friends.
Yeah. Or not even, just, you know, people that you would think would be into hearing us chatter on about crap.
Flowing with Famous.
Yeah. So
find it on all your podcast things.
All right, so here it is. It is time to plug it up. Okay. Mike, go.
TheFresnan.com.
Yay.
Go there every Tuesday. A new post, hopefully every Tuesday. And if I don't get food poisoning. And there's other podcasts.
Yes.
There's the one called Dorktown. It's
Dorktown,
a comedy podcast.
Funny. Ha, ha, ha.
There's one called The Perfect Pour,
the
Crappier Geek Podcast.
Yeah.
Every Friday there's a new show on
Great.
The Perfect Pour. And get off my podcast.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford podcast. All Harrison Ford.
Yeah, there you go. Anything else?
Did you see Rogue One? Did you see Star Wars Rogue One?
Nah. I will.
Okay, whatever.
In a year. give me a year. We'll talk about it in 2017. Anything else that you want to plug and or recommend?
I don't think so, man.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for all the cool stuff that's going to happen for Fresno.
Yay!
2017. We're going to start becoming a cool city. We're going to be an it city.
That'd be great. I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com, so you can go there and read about all of the stuff that we talk about, because we really just pull everything from Fresno Bee stories. And then I will plug my band, It'll Grow Back. We're in a bit of a, I wouldn't say hiatus, but we're definitely not playing as much as we should. We will be doing Strummers Has Their 90s show happening again this year. Last year we did Britney Spears. The year before that we did a set of Danzig covers. And this year we will have a whole new set of covers. We'll be announcing that soon.
Ooh.
And it's going to be very... we're pretty excited about it. And so we'll plug that. And yeah, I think that's about all for now. Thank you all for listening. And
yes, thank
for
you
being
for supporting
fans
the show.
For all of 2016.
Following the pod on Twitter. The Fresnan on Twitter.
Joshua Teehee.
You want to go back on his timeline and see the Twitter war.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and count us out for the first time of the new year. 5, 4, 3, 2. That's in case you missed it.